I always get scared when I do this. I don't know if I'm turning it the right way. I got it. All right. All right. Now, do I get it high enough? All right. All right. You guys are a great audience. We are a great audience. I've been a professional storyteller on and off for 25 years, and you guys are the best audience I've ever told stories before. And I don't want you to go. So I'm going to help whoever wants to keep this going. I'll work with you. All right. This story really isn't Who's Your Daddy? I didn't know what else to call it. Intuitively, I knew I'd get a laugh out of you. All right. It's a Russian folk tale, and I think the title is, in Russian, you know, like, it means, like, the cowbird. And so since it's a Russian folk tale, it's taking place in Russia, and it happens to be taking place in the winter, so it's cold, you know? So there's this cowbird sitting on a fence, freezing. Oh, God, I'm so cold. But it was since it was a cowbird, it meant there were cows nearby. And some cows start walking by, and they're in the snow, and they break the snow, and the cowbird can see some ground and says, I'm so hungry, but I bet there's some seeds down there. And so it flies down, and it starts pecking around. Oh, barley. I love barley. Frozen barley's okay. And it's enjoying eating so much that it doesn't realize that one of the other cows keeps walking and walks right over it until it poops right on top of it. Hey, watch where you're going. But once the bird started, like, trying to get it off, it got it all over him and realized it's kind of warm. So it kind of just settled in. Now, it had just had a good meal, and now it was nice and warm. So it was feeling so good, it decided to sing a song. Which attracted the attention of the cat in the barn, the one to go down and see what was all the singing about going on down in the cow pasture. So it went down there, saw our bird in the shit, and reached over, shook it clean, and ate it. And that's the end of the story. But there are a couple morals to the story that I want to tell you. And if you know them, because this story kind of gets told in a bar a lot, all right? So if you know them, just join in with me, okay? So the first one is, he who poops on you is not necessarily your enemy. He who takes you out of your crap ain't necessarily your friend. And three, if you're up to your neck in shit, don't sing about it.